Country Bob FM.
Bob Albanac, it has become a fixture of the program here. I don't know what we'd do without it. Be honest, I don't know what it would be like without it.
No, we have to have it. We're going to continue to have it.
We haven't gotten, there's no order for the governor to shut down the Bob Albanac.
No.
Has there? Okay,
no,
good.
That would take something even more serious than this.
That would be a galactic type thing.
Right on.
Not even national, international. It would have to be galactic. We're going to do a little Bob FM, Bob Albanac salutes. He was my favorite Globetrotter because he could get down, get dirty. He could ball handle in a phone booth. Curly Neal, dead.
Yeah, that was a shame.
The age of 77.
He was a fine ball handler.
And you know, he got slapped a couple of times by Marianne. He made passes at Marianne in that movie where the Globetrotters were playing on Gilligan's Island.
Right.
It's a basketball hotbed, that Gilligan's Island. So Neal died in his home outside of Houston Thursday morning. He was 77. Goodbye, Curly Neal. All right, today, Friday, March 27th, 87th day of the year, 280 left to go. Let's see. It's 179 or 279 should be the proper term. And amount of days that we have left. Modern shoelace was patented on this date.
What about these plastic things at the end of these laces?
Yeah.
It's probably got one of those weird names, too, like a flugelbinder.
Flugelbinder, right.
No, it's not a flugelbinder. It's an aglet. That's the name of that little thing at the end of your shoelace that kind of binds it together. A little plastic cap.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A little plastic cap on there. The modern shoelace was patented in England by Harvey Kennedy, complete with aglet. That was this date, 1790. 1915, this kind of hits close to home because Typhoid Mary, and that was her real name. Typhoid actually is Mary Mallon. They called her Typhoid Mary because she had typhoid and just continued to walk around. And it was like she didn't get the stay-at-home message. She did not obey the stay-at-home order, and she just roamed around continuing to infect people with typhoid.
Not good.
Typhoid Mary. I don't know. You can look it up. I think typhoid is worse than COVID-19.
Ugh.
I believe. I mean, I'm not a doctor.
Right.
But from what I've heard in historical, it doesn't spread quite as easily, maybe. But
it was nasty.
It was nasty. You didn't know anybody who's ever had typhoid.
Mm-mm.
No. Typhoid Mary arrested on this date. 1917, the Seattle Metropolitans of the Pacific Coast League of Canada defeated the Montreal Canadiens and became the first U.S. hockey team to ever win the Stanley Cup. This was, of course, in the pre-modern era, before the original six, 1917. So, Seattle's getting a team, not this upcoming year, but next year. And you can say, yeah, Seattle team won the Stanley Cup before, 1917.
That was off my radar. I didn't realize.
And, of course, Seattle, they haven't picked a name yet. They're going to be the Kraken or the Emeralds or something Seattle-related. What do you think of the Seattle Kraken?
That'll have to grow on me a little bit.
It probably would. That was in 17. In 1933, 55,000 people staged a protest against Hitler in New York City. We should have listened to them and gone in there and taken them out. 1933.
Yeah, probably should have.
Would have prevented a lot of problems. Mm-hmm. That was in 33. 51.
Kansas State gets going against Kentucky in the Williams Arena at Minneapolis as the two teams fight for the intercollegiate title. A score for the Big Seven champs playing for the first time in the national finals puts them ahead at halftime 29-27.
Williams Arena was the host of the NCAA Men's Basketball Final Four and Championship this date.
How about that?
Kentucky defeated Kansas 68-50. You know, back in those days, they could jam almost 20,000 into Williams Arena.
Right. Give me the year on that again.
1951. It was the 13th NCAA Men's Basketball Championship. Back in 1951. How about 64?
This was Anchorage, the largest town in Alaska, scene of some of the worst devastation. After suffering one of the most serious earthquakes in history, Alaska had to undergo the further ordeal of over 40 severe earth tremors.
They had tremors, and they had issues in Anchorage. The Great Alaska Earthquake was 9.2 on the Richter scale.
Whoa.
And that was the largest U.S. earthquake and second largest ever recorded. A little shake, rattle, and roll up in Anchorage. In 73, one of the most infamous moments in Academy Award history.
Presenting Marlon Brando this evening, and he has asked me to tell you in a very long speech, which I cannot share with you presently because of time, but I will be glad to share with the press afterwards.
So Marlon Brando refused an Oscar for his performance in The Godfather as a gesture of support for the Indians that were occupying the Wounded Knee Reservation in South Dakota. Mm-hmm. Going on
I remember that.
1973-81.
Dirty Deeds!
Now that's rock right there. AC/DC and the album Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap finally released in the U.S. They released it in Australia like in 1976. And finally it became available. And
it did well.
It did well. I purchased it through the Columbia Record and Tape Club. I think it was one of the 20 cassettes I got for one penny.
Nice.
Back in 19...
That's a tremendous value.
81. 1989, the whole Pete Rose thing really started to begin because Sports Illustrated, with their cover photo and the cover story exposing Pete Rose's gambling activities, of course, eventually he would be banned from baseball.
Still is, pretty much.
Viagra, approved on this date. Viagra is 22 years old. Food and Drug Administration, the FDA... approved Pfizer's Viagra. They've made some money on that, those Pfizer
guys. Yeah, that worked
guys.
Out for them.
Exactly. Of course, originally they were looking at it as for heart problems and keep blood flowing and things like that for the heart. And there was a funny side effect to it. And they go, hey, let's sell it for this. The rest is history.
And they did.
2002.
Well, his show was so popular, it spurred sales of a newfangled invention called television sets. Tonight, the cigar-smoking vaudevillian known as Mr. Television has died. Milton Berle was 93.
Milton Berle, 93. He was entertaining right to the very end.
He was.
As well in 2002. That same day, we lost...
Girls, girls, girls. Hello, girls!
Hello, girls! You gotta love Dudley Moore as Arthur,
oh,
right?
Oh, so good.
He died at 66 this date in 2002. Also on this date, 2002, Lyle Lovett trampled by a bull while trying to help his uncle who had just been thrown by that same bull.
Jeez.
Lovett's lower right leg was broken in several places. His hair, though, was not touched.
Was not affected.
It was just fine. In fact, it broke his fall.
Yeah.
And he would have had several more broken bones if not for that wild and wacky hair that we love so much from Mr. Lyle Lovett. And on this day, 2005, this show's been around for a long time. 15 years now for Grey's Anatomy. I keep teasing my wife because she's been watching this show since the beginning. This was her ringtone for the longest time.
Oh, gosh.
I always go, is this show still on? When are they going to end this thing? Come on.
It's still on now?
It is. Still growing strong on ABC. So it debuted this day, 2005. We have birthdays now today.
Oh, Austin, I'd like you to meet somebody. This is my mother, Mrs. Exposition.
How do you do?
Uh-oh.
Austin!
My God, man, what have you done?
That's not your mother. It's a man, baby.
No, it was his mother, Basil Exposition from the Austin Powers movies, Michael York.
I don't remember that as a glancing blow either. I think that one found its mark.
He caught her flush,
right?
I would say. I'm surprised there wasn't any blood. His mother kind of looked like the queen.
Oh,
really?
My gosh, that
so,
was funny.
Michael York, 78. Quentin Tarantino is 57. You may be familiar with some of his movies.
Oh, yeah.
They're usually pretty dark.
And bloody.
Pulp Fiction, Django Unchained, Inglourious Bastards, The Hateful Eight. I love Reservoir Dogs. 57
I didn't like that one as
today
much.
For Quentin Tarantino. Nobody asked you. Randall Cunningham. Boy, did he save the 98 season for the Vikings or what?
I don't know. Are you asking?
No, I didn't. Yes, okay. I did. I just asked you.
Oh, that was me.
Exactly.
Okay. I didn't know if
when I said I liked Reservoir Dogs, I didn't ask you whether you liked it or not.
Right.
So when I said I didn't ask you, I mean, that was that was very accurate and very that was an accurate statement at that point.
So
this
I
time
should,
I did ask you.
I should respond.
Didn't I?
I'm busy.
My inflections were up.
Okay.
Didn't Randall McDaniel, or excuse me, Randall Cunningham really save the 98 season for the Vikings?
Yes, he did.
He sure did.
Yes,
took us all
did.
The way to the NFC Championship game, but we lost. Randall Cunningham here today. Happy birthday to him. He is 57. That NCIS show, she's the one that's kind of got the dark hair and the goth look.
Correct, as always, my silver-haired fox. I mean, Gibbs, sir, boss.
Oh, she was hitting on Mark Harmon there.
Mm.
He is a silver-haired fox, though. I think most people would agree to that. She's a Polly Perrette. She plays Abby on NCIS 51 today. When she hit the scene, she was hitting notes that nobody else could hit. Mariah Carey,
pretty skilled,
like three or four octaves. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Mariah Carey, she's also 50 today.
Mm-hmm.
She's very diva-esque.
Yes, she is.
So
has kind of a reputation, I think.
50 for her. I think you used to watch that Castle show, right? Castle.
Oh, I loved it.
That would be a very special brand of hell. The hell of a deep-fried Twinkie.
A deep-fried Twinkie?
Yeah. The guilty pleasure that you know is bad for you, so you only do it once, maybe twice a year for the novelty, but a deep-fried Twinkie every day is...
Castle.
What?
Crime scene. Dead body. A little respect here.
I don't think he can hear.
He's good.
He was great.
He had good wit, good writing. That show's no longer on.
Unfortunately.
Castle, 49 today. And one more singer, Fergie.
I know that we'll have a ball if we get down and go out and just lose it all. I feel stressed out. I want to let it go. Let's go away.
Are you familiar with her work with the group The Black Eyed Peas?
Fill up my cup.
I don't know a whole lot about it.
That's too bad. Fergie is 45
good,
today.
Though. That was good.
I mean, it got rocking, you rolling. Tapping your toes there a little bit.
Gone but not forgotten. Rolls-Royce founder Sir Frederick Henry, don't call me Hank, Royce, 1863. What about Gloria Swanson, the actress?
All right, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.
And actually, I don't know if you want to close up her in this movie. She's kind of scary.
Yeah.
She was lovely earlier in her early career. Mm-hmm. But that close-up, it's kind of scary. Good thing it's not in 3D.
She was also in Airport 1975. She acted well into her later years. Gloria Swanson, 18.
She wasn't good with her money, 99. So she needed to continue to work.
Maybe that's what it was.
She didn't save any for retirement.
That could be. I want to go all the way down to David Janssen. He was the fugitive.
I'm going to keep on trying, but you have to tell me the truth, and you have to tell me now. Did you kill her? Did you kill my wife?
Is he talking to the one-armed man?
He might be. It was the one-armed man, as we found out in the movie and in the TV show. That was David Janssen. He also starred in another TV show, Harry O.
That's a good one.
And he was in the movie The Green Berets and many things. David Janssen, born on this day, 1931. And Maria Schneider was fetching in Last Tango in Paris opposite Marlon Brando, who we mentioned earlier, and some other things. Born on this day, 1952. And they're gone.
Gone, but not forgotten. Indeed. Would you like to start I'm going to be here for the All Request Lunch Hour, by the way.
Sure.
Taking requests, emails, texts, and various other things. We're thinking about reinstituting the use of the homing pigeons.
Oh, well, that's a good idea.
No, wait a minute. That wouldn't be good because people have to touch the homing pigeons to release them, and then I'd have to touch them to then accept them and to take the little band of paper off of their claw. What do you call that? A talon? Do pigeons have talons?
I don't know what.
They
what
strap them to
call
their leg. I know
right.
They strap them to their right. leg. So I guess we can't do that. I guess smoke signals would be the one.
That
you want
take
some social distance communication. Smoke. Just make sure you know how to set a fire and how to take care of that fire. We don't need any more fires. We don't need any more problems right now.
Right.
We don't need fires.
No.
Just running rampant because you were sending a smoke signal to the Bob FM All Request Lunch Hour.
Let's just use the Waconia Ford talking text line, shall we?
Would you like to start your long stretch of music, a.k.a. a Bobathon, a.k.a. a no-repeat workday, Lone Star, my front porch looking in, Tracy Bird, he's got a problem with his drinking bone, or Johnny Lee, one in a million?
We're on that urban cowboy thing today. Let's do Johnny Lee.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany.